Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is a story of a bad dog. For the dog that chases this tail will be busy. He's a happy dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, street dog. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind of dog, funky dog.
All right, yeah, we get everybody on the line to make sure we are all on here to hear the latest information regarding the banquet. So we're going to give everybody a few minutes to get on the line. We got people still coming on, so it should be just a few more minutes. Trying to make sure we get all the information out at once. Everybody on the same page. All right, I see people still joining us. All right. Hey, make sure, Andrea, I know you probably can hear me. Make sure, if you will, please. Make sure you text the board members as a reminder. Deidre, I see Kamala is on the line. Remind the board members they need to be joining us right now. Let's see, I'll play a song real quick. While we wait, get everybody on the line. Should be just a couple more minutes. A lot of information to provide. So I do want everybody to hear it. Let's see. Try to play y'all song. All right. How about this? All right. All right. Let me see. We got you on the line. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. We waited almost 10 minutes. Let me check the lines real quick. All right. Let's see, what we got. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. This is concerning the 2015 Winoyon Dragons football banquet. This is Abdul. And the latest information is there is definitely going to be a banquet next weekend, Sunday, at 4 p.m. at Hopewell Baptist Church, Hillman Station. So mark that down on your calendars. That's next Sunday, which is the 13th, at 4 p.m. at Hopewell. So you can pull that address up for everyone. So everyone will know where Hopewell is, right off Jefferson Avenue. Board members that are on the line, spoke with one of the board members this morning, and we were talking about the decorations. The decorations have been taken care of. The food will be taken care of as well. All that is taken care of by our sponsors. Board members, just show up and get ready for a great time. We will have people catering for us, and things will be all put into place for us. So that's nothing that we have to worry about. So I know you guys are definitely excited about that. You get the opportunity to sit back and enjoy the banquet yourself. There will be several different elected officials in the house. So I advise everyone to please be on time. I'm getting a series of text. All right. Well, let me give you Jefferson Avenue first. 4817 Jefferson Avenue, Southwest, is the address of Hopewell Baptist Church. That's where we started the parade at. That's 4817 Jefferson Avenue, Southwest, Alabama 35221. We get started on time at 4 o'clock. There will be several people there. I do advise everyone to pack the house out. Considering that I will actually initiate a pitch to have something done to our park as far as the things that we need as a park, funding that we need in order to revitalize and really change a couple of things around with our park, we will have different elected officials in the house that could actually make that happen, and that will be our next thing that we move forward. And we actually had a commitment of someone to make that happen for our 2016 season. So we're looking forward to seeing all of you and our children at Hopewell next Sunday at 4 o'clock. It's not going to be very long this year. We're going to chime it down some. For the past couple of years, our banquets have been about 3 hours long. So we're going to tone it down a little bit, try to get you in and get you on out of there. We do want to acknowledge our kids and acknowledge some of our coaches for their outstanding performance and the things they have done with the program for numerous years, like the 10-year anniversary, of course. So this particular year means a lot to us and the entire program. So look forward to seeing you guys, and you know, feel free to contact me if need. 205-821-6246. You want to contact me if you have any questions concerning our banquet. The names will be on the trophies. We're taking care of all of that this week. We probably will be needing everyone to be there at least a few minutes before we start. Have you a good seat have fun, if you will. It really be nice. Okay, I was told I was breaking up really, really bad. Could I clear that up? Okay, Andrea, I know you're on the line. Can you hear me a little bit better or open line? And I can see if they can hear me a lot better than what it was. Let me see. Yeah, can you hear me good? Better now? Somebody.
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Oh, you can't hear me better. Okay. Did you miss everything?
Kind of breaking up when you were saying something about be there. I kind of pieced it together, but I don't know about anybody else, but it sounds like you were breaking up bad on my end. And you were saying something about be there on time, something about a good seat.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I heard that part, but I didn't hear anything else.
Okay, let me cover it. I don't know how far back I need to go, but the banquet will be definitely next Sunday at Hopewell Church. That's the Hill Station, located right off Jefferson Avenue. We ask for everyone to be there on time, at least 15 minutes prior if you want to get you a decent seat. There will be numerous elected officials in the house, and I do want to use the platform so we can let them know what our concerns and what our needs are for our park, so hopefully we can get something done. We have already had a commitment for a scoreboard, so hopefully we'll see a nice-sized scoreboard for our 2016 season. But we want to move forward right away. I'm not sure if this is also heard, but board members, everything is taken care of as far as decorations go. As far as the preparation and the cooking and the serving of the food, that will also be provided by Hopewell Church. Our sponsors have done a great job and still doing other things in order to make sure that our program is accommodated. They're very excited about seeing We Know the Young Dragons in the house, so they're fulfilling whatever needs we may have and making sure that we are comfortable and we put on a good banquet for our 2015 children. So all that is taken care of. I hope I covered it. Am I missing anything, Andrea, that you're aware of?
I think you said something about the trophies being ordered this week.
I don't know
if they heard that part.
I said the trophies will have the names on them, and the trophies will be, the name will be stenciled, or nameplates will be on the trophies for all our kids, so that is something that a lot of people have been asking. So we're going to make sure that happens as well. So I'm excited about the event. I'm excited where our program is going. And I'm just looking forward to seeing all of you there. Our coaches are going to have a special segment for our coaches. We have a couple of coaches that have been outstanding in their performance, and we want to make sure that they get the recognition that they deserve for all their hard work within our program and within the League of Magic City. So I can open the lines up if anybody have any questions. The only thing you have to do is just press number one, and I can respond to any questions that you may have concerning the banquet. I know I do have board members on the line. If you guys have any questions concerning the banquet, then you're more than welcome. But I'm not exactly sure what type of decorations, but they are very aware that we are black and gold, and I'm sure that they're willing to accommodate that color for our banquet. So you're more than welcome to press number one and ask any question you desire. But that's pretty much all of it. I think I may have Vernon. She'll be calling in if anyone is interested in registering their child for basketball season. There's practice and all that kind of good stuff is starting right away. I think it has already started, as a matter of fact. There's a couple of changes that we had to make. We was hoping to get our own league in basketball, but it didn't turn out in our favor. But we're working on that as well. So we're going to do pretty much the same thing that we did last year concerning basketball. So if you're interested in registering your child and keeping them acclimated into different athletic events and please register for basketball. And they're working out all the details of basketball currently as we speak. So if you have any questions, anything you want to discuss, any concerns, anything, you're more than welcome. Just press that number one. Let's see. All right. I'm going to open your line up. Kia, I know you had questions earlier. You and I had discussed earlier. Kamalita, I do need to get with you ASAP. I'm talking about right away. You know, there's things on the business end that you and I need to handle, like, you know, that should have been handled. But, we need to be plugged in. But, Kia, I'm going to open you up real quick and so you can we can kind of discuss what we need to tell them. Hey, Kia, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, yeah. That question about the decoration that you and I discussed earlier.
Uh-huh.
Has been taken care of.
Okay, wonderful.
So, pretty much. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so pretty much all things the board really needs to do is just show up.
Gotcha.
All right.
If you can give me some details of some basketball season.
See if Vernon is on the line, Andrea, if you will. We can get his line open so he can provide information on basketball. See, okay, I see Vernon. Let me open Vernon line up real quick. Let me see. Well, I see somebody has. Okay, we got a couple questions out there. All right, Kia, I'm going to put you back on hold. All right, let me see. All right, let me get your questions. Let me see.
Vernon, mic is open. Did you say Vernon?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us, Vernon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, somebody was, Kia was asking about the basketball. She just wanted to find out more about registration and practice and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, practice is at 5:30 at Wiggins. It's going to be Tuesday and Thursday this week. We have been practicing. We started last week. Practice started at Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But by me helping coach the All-Star team and a couple more of the coaches, we're going to cut practice down to just Tuesday and Thursday this week at 5:30. The registration fee is going to be $60. That's going to consider the uniform, the enrollment fee for the league fee. The league fee is $75. We're also going to get the uniform with the name on it. Going to get a shooting shirt with a big W on the front of it. Like, I have been wearing the shirts out there this year. And we're going to be playing at Midfield Recreation Center. Some of the game may be at Midfield, some may be at Rutledge Middle School. The majority of our games will be at Midfield. If they're going to get the goals up at Wiggins, we'll play a couple home games at Wiggins. But as of right now, all games will be played at Midfield and at probably Rutledge Middle School.
Okay. I got somebody that has a question that's on the line. You got an 8637. I'm getting ready to open your mic. I'm going to leave your mic open. 8637. We got you live.
Yes. This deal.
Hey.
Question.
Okay. Go ahead.
With the basketball, certain teams have certain equipment that that they play with that's different. Like the 8 and under and the 6 and under, they play with a different kind of basketball. We only have one in the whole program. I was trying to see if there was a way that we can get out and purchase Vernon extra, just one more ball. I have one, but I think we need more than one in the program in order to get through the games and practice because last year we was having problems with just simply having a ball, 5 kids to practice with. That was the right size.
Okay. So you're asking do we, as far as help, towards balls and stuff like that. You guys need balls for practice and stuff?
Yes, Yeah, because you know there is a normal size basketball that the older kids play with, but the younger kids they play with a smaller ball. Now I have enough regular size balls for the older kids to play with, but when it comes to the smaller ball for Vernon and the six and under team, the eight and under team, I only have one, and I think we just need one more ball, just so both teams can have their own ball.
Okay, so we can get that ball up. Whatever you guys need, man. If y'all could kind of come up with a list, and on Sunday at the banquet, even before then, if it's necessary right away, just give me a list, and I have somebody to fill on that. Whatever's on that list, they'll take care of it. However many balls you need, just whatever you need. I mean, it'll be the time to kind of put that out there on Sunday with all those people that are. Will be in place to make things happen like that. So, just put a list together. We'll make it happen. How many balls? 3-4 balls if you need it. Maybe some water bottles or something like that. I'm sure, they'll make it happen.
All right.
Okay. We got another question that's on the line. Let's see. We got a 6680. 6680, you're alive.
Okay, this is Rita. I wanted to know, you have all ages starting from 6 and up, and how many are allowed on the team? Are we able to add to the teams?
Hey,
right now I know the Pee Wees have been practicing. They had like a total of about 8. I know we got about at least 5 new kids to the program on the Pee Wee team. Some of the rest of them are going to start coming out this week. You really don't want to have so many to where you get not enough playing time, especially like in football. But on the Pee Wees, there's no limit, There's no limit on the 6 and under, 8, the 10, or the 12. But right now, I got the 10 and under. I'm trying to at least carry at least 12 because it's a bit much when you got a lot of kids, especially in basketball. The clock never stops.
That's why I wanted to know, are we going to stop at a certain number that way?
It's like this, Ms. Rita, if we can get more guys to want to help participate and coach, we can get more than one team. But if you are going to have one team, I think 12 should be enough. But, if we're able to have more guys that want to participate and help coach the teams, then I don't think it'll be a problem with just having 2 teams in that same age group because you can't have it. But the main thing is coaching. You don't have many guys that want to coach. And like with me, Steve was going to help and Jamie Lee asked could they help. And Rashad also wanted to help. But I don't know Tudor, I know he got, I think him and Riccio is working with the 12. On the 8 and under, I really don't even have a coach for the 8 and under right now because we didn't have many 8s to come out this past week. We were going to try to network and see if we can get some 8s to come out, 7 and 8-year-olds, and see about trying to get somebody to coach them. I got the rules and everything when I went to the meeting 2 weeks ago over there with Terry at midfield. I got Kenny running the Pee Wees team, him and Tony Dupree and Nikki. They're running the Pee Wees. And like I said, right now, we really don't have an 8 on the team because that's the team I had last year and we moved up. But if we can get somebody that's going to be there committed with the kids, then there's no problem because we don't really – it's all about coaching. You got to have somebody there that's going to work with them.
Okay. So we're looking for a coach.
Yeah, somebody that'll be willing to coach the 8 and under because the 8 and under and 6 and under have the same rules, but the only difference is the 6 and under, before the game, they all get to shoot 2 free throws. And they'll get their points like that because there don't be many points scored in the Pee Wee division. But the 8 and under is just regular basketball. You just can't press until you come across half court. We just got to get a coach. I got the paperwork and let them know what's all the rules and what size of the ball, like Devin said. I think it's like a 26-ounce ball that they use, and the older kids use a 28. So I might be wrong on that, but I think it's a 26 and a 28, 2 different balls. One of them is a girl's ball, really, that smaller ball that the 6 and the 8 use.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully that, sparks interest in, other people. in order to get us an 8 and under coach out there. I mean, that 8 and under, you know, definitely is a great age to be working with, and just for them to get them to want to participate in other sporting events. Plus it gets them into shape too to play other athletic events. So hopefully we can find somebody for the 8 and under. Anybody else have any questions on the banquet? Anybody want to ask questions about basketball before we leave, or if they want to ask any questions about the banquet, you're more than welcome to press the number one and we'll bring you on. Or you can reach out to me and Vernon, Devin, about any questions you may have about the program in general. Y'all can reach out to any one of us, and we'll make sure that we can. If we don't have an answer, I'm sure we can find one. But, yeah, again, next Sunday, just everybody be in place, 4 o'clock, 3:45, and let's have a great time with our children and watch our coaches get celebrated for the hard work that they placed and put in to the program. This is our 10th year anniversary, so we're going to let Birmingham know and all those people who are coming out to see our children kind of respond to the things we need, that we're going to stand in solidarity and make sure we get things taken care of. Our young people out there using the restroom all over the place. Our porta-johns are getting turned over. We need our field redone. We need a concession stand. There's all kinds of stuff. So this is our opportunity to speak as one voice and to make sure that they know that we are adamant about getting the things we need. We've given them a clean record. Not one single incident has taken place out there as far as crime-wise. And so we're doing a great job. Well, our coaching staff is doing a great job keeping our young people engaged and disciplined and trauma-free. So that's all we pretty much need. That's a great record to have to get everything that you need. So let's make sure that they know. So come on out and have a great time. I'm going to check the lines one more time just to make sure nobody else has any questions. I don't see anybody with any more questions. Hold up. Let me see. Let me be sure. Oh, yes, I think. Well, that's about it then. We appreciate everybody taking the time out to join us. And we'll see you guys next Sunday at 4 o'clock.